Doctor Who short trips.
It was perhaps naive of me, but I hadn't expected trouble this close to Gallifrey. We had touched down on the planet Reeve the previous evening, too late to sort out the refueling and supplies we so desperately needed. So now, just after daybreak, my assistant Dr. Foster and I ventured out from the spaceport into the maze of Reeve's refineries. Reeve is a service world. I am told that it was once a paradise of purple forest. But then its natural fuel reserves were discovered. Now Reeve is a tangle of storage tanks, rusting pipes and refinery buildings, with stacks topped with plumes of gas flames. All very industrial, functional and a little run down. Much like my own ship, the Traken. Dr. Foster pointed down a narrow alley crowded with fuel drums to a likely service depot. He had taken a stroll last night to scout around the area. We had a little money, but mostly we relied on the goodwill we'd encountered on so many worlds. The Traken is a mobile medical station. Apart from Dr. Foster and myself, it is manned by robot nurses, the Sisters. We offer our services wherever we go. Payment is usually in kind, but freely given. Fuel, food, medical supplies, an occasional transfer of galactic credit. So, I know that there is still good in the galaxy, despite how it feels with the time war pressing in on us. We passed one wall of a warehouse which had been plastered in garish graffiti. It was the outline of a man, tall and commanding, in what I recognized to be a Time Lord ceremonial headdress. On his chest had been daubed two heart symbols, and each was slashed through with a blood-red cross. Dr. Foster pointed it out to me. "There's no love lost on the Time Lords here, Controller Nissa," he said. We walked on down the narrow alley to the fuel depot. That's when it exploded.
Big Finish. We love stories.